Washington State Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz says this year's fire season has turned out much different than they anticipated back in the spring, when a record 54 fires had been reported by the second week of March. At that time, it was believed our region had the highest risk for wildfire in the nation. She says then cooler temperatures and occasional rain by July slowed down the fire risk. So far, we've had 1,100 fires statewide compared to 1,850 for all of last year.
And part of that is the weather and the cool temperatures, and part of it is how we're fighting fires, where we're getting on those fires much quicker and emphasizing our initial attack. So we lead with our planes and helicopters to get on the fires and keep them small, and as a result, we've only had 138,000 acres burned to date.
Fran says even though we're getting lots of rain this week in eastern Washington, the fire season is far from over.
We had fires last week. We are still predicting that in September and October, if we get enough week or two with dry conditions, that fuel load dries out. All it takes is lightning or some form of spark or match, and we're used to seeing fires go well into October. So people need to still be vigilant. My hope is that we can keep the number of acres burned and the number of fires down, and we'll look back at this year as being one that is very successful.
Franz adds that her agency has been ramping up the number of acres treated each year in the Forest Health Program to reduce fire danger. The plan is to treat 1.25 million acres in a 20-year period. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.